in this below 0 degree weather to come and be together to worship our Lord. But today we have to say Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. And although this is a day that we remember our loved ones, we have to first of all remember that Valentine's Day began as St. Valentine's Day, remembering a priest back in the 4th century called Valentine, who was martyred for his faith. So first, we celebrate the love that this priest had, such love that he wouldn't deny his faith, and he was ultimately killed because of his love for Jesus Christ. So we remember St. Valentine, but we also remember in our contemporary society Valentine's Day as a day of love. Of course, this is a very sentimental and expensive day. Do you know that in our materialistic society, we Americans spend over $19 billion today on Valentine's Day? In fact, it's the third most expensive holiday of the year, following Christmas and Mother's Day. And then you have Valentine's Day. So it's a day of expensive love, but it's a day that I want us to reflect and soberly think about what love ultimately means. Love is obviously the most beautiful and the greatest, the most desired virtue of life. No matter what we accomplish in life, no matter how much we make, how far we succeed in our profession, if we don't do what we do, and we don't live lives of love, we cannot say that our lives are successful. The Apostle Paul summarized this beautifully in his letter to the Corinthians when he said, "Even though I speak in the languages of mortals and of angels, if I don't have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And even if I have the gift of prophecy and can understand all knowledge and have even such faith as to move mountains, but if I don't have love, I am nothing. And," he says, "even if I give away everything that I have to the poor, and even offer my body as a sacrifice, if I don't do it in love, I gain nothing." So obviously, love is the center of life. Love is the source of life. This explains why we understand God as love. There's one word that summarizes God. It's love. He's the source of love, the inspiration of love. And of course, Jesus is love in the form of a human being. From God comes our source of all healthy and life-giving. Now, in the English language, we have a problem with the word love. Because we say, "I love you" to my spouse, "I love you" to my mother, "I love you" to my child. We say, "I love my dog." We even say, "I love a good steak." We use the same word, which means a lot of different things. I hope they mean a lot of different things. In Greek, you have a refinement by using different words that make up love. In fact, in the biblical Greek, you have four different words in Greek that explain love. First of all, you have what you would call storge love. Storge love is familial love, the love that you have for your parents, for your children, for your siblings. It's this affectionate love which is so important in our lives, because this is the first love that we usually experience in life. And from this love, we come to understand the other loves in a healthy way. So today, on Valentine's Day, I want us to think about all those who we have affectionate love for, all those who are part of our family, and make a point today on Valentine's Day to express that love to your parents, to your children, to your siblings, and to others. The second type of love, after storge love, is philia, friendship love, the love of friendship. How much richer and blessed is our life, is our journey of life, when we have a few good friends. And many of us won't have many such friends, but just having a few people who we can truly call a friend, faithful companions with whom we can share the joys and the challenges of life together. This morning, my brother wrote a poem about friendship. And I want to share it with you because it's a beautiful poem. He says, "A person who accepts you as you are and still raises you up like a bright star. She accepts your vices and celebrates your strengths and seeks to spend time with you at great lengths. She knows how you feel by just your sight and is not afraid to be honest and risk a fight. She is there to provide the warm light when you encounter a very dark night. A good friend does not fear to be with you when you shed a tear. The ultimate gift from above, given to those who show their true love. She encourages you to work hard to succeed and provides support for you to lead. There is nothing more valuable than a true friend, far more precious than gold or any trend." The love of friendship. Today on Valentine's Day, let us express gratitude to those people who are truly our friends. Of course, along with the family love and the friendship love, the most common love we think about on Valentine's Day is the Eros love. This is the passionate and erotic love we have for our partner, our spouse, our soulmate. How rich is life when one finds a person with whom to journey through life, sharing all of joy, life's joys and challenges with this most intimate partner. And from with this most intimate partner, bearing children who will be the fruit of your intimate love. Not everyone is blessed to experience such love in this healthiest of ways. But for those who have, they realize this priceless and eternal treasure. So of course, on Valentine's Day, let us make it a point to show our gratitude for the romantic love that we have in our lives. All these loves make life more beautiful and meaningful, enriching our journey throughout all its years. But the greatest love is not those three loves. The greatest love is something even greater than our love of affection for family, than our love of friendship for friends, and even greater than our love for our most romantic partner, our spouse. This love is known as agape love. This is a love that goes far beyond our emotions, and it's controlled by our will. We may not like somebody, but God calls us to love them, including loving even our enemies. This shows us that God doesn't say you need to change your emotions to love someone who you have great difficulty loving. What he is saying is you need to control your will to treat another with love, with kindness, with goodness, with grace, with mercy, even if you don't like them. Even if they're a difficult character, this is the highest form of love. C.S. Lewis explains agape love this way. He says, agape love in the Christian sense does not mean an emotion. It is a state, not a feeling, a state of the will. That state of the will which we have naturally about ourselves and we must learn to have for other people. Do not waste time bothering whether you love your neighbor. Simply act as if you do. As soon as we do this, we find out one of the great secrets of life. When you are behaving as if you love somebody else, you will eventually come to love them. To love with agape love means to love with this conscious effort, regardless of how the other responds. it really doesn't matter how the other responds, because agape calls us to treat them with kindness, with love, with mercy, with grace, with goodness, nonetheless. This is the highest form of love, divine love, with which God calls us to love one another. And this is the divine love which we are called to live with each day. In fact, this is the love which, when we learn to love with agape, it will only increase and enhance all the other loves that we have, the romantic love, the friendship love, and the affectionate love. So today, on Valentine's Day, let us try to express this deep agape for everyone we meet today. Storge love, philia love, eros love, and agape love. Today on Valentine's Day, let us reflect on each of these loves and the people who have touched us with these loves, and let us show our gratitude and thanksgiving for such love in our lives.